Scott Ross. One day, all DJs will be like this. Solid Gold.
From 1970, that was White Plains with their top-selling hit, My Baby Loves Lovin'. The song actually reached number 9 in the UK charts that year and featured Tony Burrows as lead vocalist, who in fact was also involved with Edison Lighthouse, the Pipkins and Brotherhood of Man. And it'll come as no surprise that we played that song for a reason. Many moons ago, I had the pleasure of interviewing a local singer, Karen Lee Burnett, who'd just released an album called With All My Heart. And now, almost 8 years later, Karen's teamed up with and become the current lead singer for White Plains, who, as I said, were chart toppers back in the 1960s and 70s with hits like I've Got You On My Mind, Julie Julie, and When You Are a King. So welcome back to Phoenix FM, Karen.
Oh, thank you. It's lovely to be back. Nice to see you again.
Well, now, as I recall, you used to live in Southend, but you've moved further afield before linking up with the recently reformed, I'm careful how I say that.
Regrouped.
That's better. Yes. Yes. White Plains. And you've been doing all manner of things musicals. So come on, you've got to bring us up to date.
Yes. Well, I recently moved from up to Suffolk. Mm-hmm. But it all began in my teens, obviously, singing cabaret spots at the Meads just across the road in Brentwood.
You also did driving instructing, didn't you?
Oh, yes, I still do, unfortunately.
Do you really?
Yes. Once again, for my sins.
Good
yeah.
grief. 14 More
years.
Than me.
Yeah, but I've been in plenty of bands. I worked with my mum's band. I took that over and sang with them. And I've actually performed with a rockabilly band. Mm-hmm. I was the lead singer with the Jive Agents. Another band called 5.com, who are Chelmsford-based, or Colchester.
5.com, that's got to be a more recent band.
Yeah, I think they are, yes. It wasn't my choice of name. Yeah. But also a jazz quartet and also a duo, for a 60s duo called Karen and Pete. So really, music has been going on and on.
And somebody also called the Bandits, I think.
Oh, the Bandits. That was my jazz quartet.
That
yes,
was your jazz quartet.
They're still going, but I found that I was too busy, especially since I joined the White Plains, and I just thought, unfortunately, something has to give. So.
Well, you've not exactly been sitting on your hands since.
No, I haven't. Well, what happened was Ray Royal, who was with the White Plains, sort of 79, 80s, he decided to relaunch the band with Mick Rose, who's on keys, about a year ago. And weirdly enough, I saw an advert for a bass player, and I don't play bass, but
you
I just thought, let's give it a go. So I just said, would you be interested in a female singer? Why? Because it's always been a male band.
Yeah.
And he actually said, yes, we would be interested, and the rest is history. So.
And have they found their bass player?
Oh, yes. Yes, actually, a couple.
Yeah, well, there you are. And I believe the band also, I didn't realise this until I sort of read some notes up on it, they had their origins in the Flower Pot Men.
Yes, yes, it all started a long, long time ago, yes.
Yeah.
Tony Burrows has, yes, he's been with quite a few, as you said, Edison Lighthouse and all that. So, but then I think they've had some other lead singers as well. And, I mean, when Ray was with the band, he was actually with, Ron Reynolds was on keyboards and Mick Abrahams was on bass guitar at that point. But Ray has actually played with the Small Faces, Moody Blues, Fortunes, Ivy League. The list is endless, you know.
And I don't think one realises that all these people actually go from one band to another.
No, that's right. And it's the same as Mick, the keyboard player. He's been with or worked alongside Chris Farlow, Jerry and the Pacemakers, the Platters, Rocking Berries. So many different styles. I'll go through them all,
I think you should.
Who, our new bass player, Chris Turner.
Yes.
Another seasoned musician, actually. Many years of experience. Once again, Jerry and the Pacemakers. We all seem to crop up with Jerry and the Pacemakers. Jimmy James and the Vagabonds. He's toured and he's starred on TV shows in America and Canada and things like that. So, fabulous bass player. And then we have Dion Zai Evans. We call him Dan, which helps.
Makes it easier.
And great backing singer. Musical styles he's played, once again, Joe Brown and the Brothers, sorry, I should say. Many more. Yeah, absolutely brilliant. The lineup is great at
the
moment.
As you say, it's a talented lineup indeed.
Yes.
So how long has the new band been formed? I won't say reformed.
Reformed. Well, Ray and Mick have been working on the project for about 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And it's just now coming to fruition. So obviously lots of work involved.
Must be.
Finding different musicians that actually fit.
Yes.
And I think we've actually got the lineup.
You're there.
Yes.
And you've
just
recorded a brand new CD.
We have, yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
Well, we were in the recording studio last week, the week before last, and at the end of last week.
Yeah.
We decided that we wanted to record something more for promotion, because we need to get out there a little bit. But we do enjoy being in the recording studio as well, and we had great fun. And we've just put 10 tracks down on a CD, which we hope to be able to sort of promote wherever we travel.
So is that the CD complete now?
Yes, we're done.
You're done.
We're done. We're finished. And we had a blast. Absolute blast.
Great.
Yes.
Now, we've got a track to hear off that. But before we do, now you've whetted everybody's appetite, you've got to tell us where people can come and see you performing live. Because I'm assuming you are doing live performances all over the place.
We are, yes. Our next show is in Halston, which is in Ipswich. Well, it's up Suffolk, in Suffolk Way. And it's at the Workwell Core. Which is the community centre up there. That's on September the 28th, on a Saturday night.
Yep.
And then we're hoping to be at Brentwood Theatre on the 12th of October.
Right.
So this
is that firm now?
It is confirmed, yes. So we should be there. But all of our dates are on our website.
Right.
Which is www.whiteplains.online.
Oh, right. .online. .com.
No, it's online. Right. Yes, and actually we have a few tracks off of the new CD on there as well.
Oh, good stuff.
Yeah, so
good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Now I think it's time to take a listen to one of the tracks off the CD. So what have you chosen? And would you like to introduce it?
Okay. Okay, this track is the last track on the album, and it is a 1970s Kiki D song called I've Got the Music in Me.
Great stuff.
Ain't got no trouble in my life, no foolish dreams to make me cry. I'm never frightened or worried, I know I'll always get by. I eat up,
eat up.
Karen Burnett leading White Plains, and straight off their brand new CD, I Got the Music in Me.